Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello?
This is...
Hello, hello?
Hi, this is Jessica. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Jessica, I can. Hold on. I'm going to hook up. Sorry, can you hear me? Sorry, can you hear me?
Well, I can't hear her, but that's okay.
Okay, Jessica, here's Adrian again. Hang on. Did you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello?
Okay, I'm at my post. Can you hear me all right?
I can. Can you hear me okay?
Excellent. Anyway, I apologize for this, but we're going to have a very good show, so let's just rock and roll so that you can stay on for the full amount of time, because I'm sure you must be very busy. So
thank you.
Stuart. Okay, Saudi. Stuart says that he's going to put you on mute, so we know you're there, and we're ready to rock and roll. Thank you.
Do it again.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, this is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about aging. And right now, aging is actually in the news, quite rare. But the fact is, it is not for a good reason. It is because we have morphed from, only last week I was an old lady, now I'm a vulnerable population. And we know that we have to be sequestered, we have to stay in, our loved ones cannot see us very often. And if we're not using technology, we may not even be able to see them even on our computers or on our mobile phones. But what about the folks who for quite a while have been in their home, needing in-home care? What happens when a family has to face a chronic issue of one of their beloved relatives, their spouse, or themselves? Well, there are companies there. There are companies like Comfort Keepers, and we are going to be speaking to them today through Jessica Thomas, the Director of Operations, to understand exactly how they work, how they might be useful to you and your family, and what is going on with regard to the coronavirus. In this world where people come into a home to take care of somebody with a chronic illness or recuperation. Now, remember, Comfort Keepers does not only work with seniors. They work with folks who need in-home care. But we're going to be concentrating, because of coronavirus, because this is the Fountain of Truth about aging, on that aspect, the senior care aspect. So, Jessica, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, so give us just a little review. Many people think they know what in-home care is all about, but if they haven't experienced it, they might not know. And of course, the most important question to me is always, how do you select your caregivers? So what is the service and how do you look for and select, what's the criteria for somebody who you're willing to let into the home of somebody else?
That's a great question. So Comfort Keepers helps not only seniors, but adults who need a little extra assistance stay not only safe in their home, but we also focus on bringing joy to everyday moments for them, which, as you know, is incredibly important during this time. So we, with our emphasis on elevating the human spirit and bringing joy into the home, we really look for our caregivers who not only have the skill set to take care of someone at their home, but also have a really high level of empathy so that we can bring joy to our clients and make sure that they're safe.
Now, you know, we have such a thing today as online dating. We even have online volunteering, you know, a volunteer match where you can match yourself up with an organization. Is it something like that, but not in the in the internet sense where you know who the client is, you know who needs the care, and you know who the potential caregivers are, and you select from that group? So do you do a deep dive into the needs of the person that you're going to be servicing?
We absolutely do. I haven't thought of it like online dating before, but so we get to know our clients and find out what their interests are and, you know, what they really like to do. And then we obviously know our caregivers really well too. So we do match our clients and caregivers on personalities. And most times we see a great connection between them, and they can connect on things that they enjoy doing.
So let's morph to the present situation. First business question. Are you getting more business? I mean, there are people who used to be taken care of by their relatives who would pop in during, you know, and shop for them, do different things, and they can't do that anymore. So are you seeing a surge here? And if so, is there new things and new services that you have to bring to bear during this temporary situation?
We are. We are definitely seeing that, you know, our clients still need help, and there's a lot of other people who, you know, need help with, whether it's getting groceries, getting prescriptions. You know, we can go to the store for our clients, and our caregivers can do so safely. So we're definitely helping more and more people during the coronavirus, and obviously remaining there for all of our existing clients too.
So, you know, one of the things that is the big issue is isolation, senior isolation. We know from studies at Harvard and so on, it actually kills. There's some positive studies that show if you've got six friends, you live half year longer. So this business of isolation is a terrible thing. But it seems to me that if you are at home and you have an at-home aide, let's say from Comfort Keepers, you're less isolated. It's as simple as that. And is that happening? Are people bringing a certified aide, a Comfort Keepers aide, into their home just because there is a loneliness issue and it helps them thrive to have somebody there?
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it any better. Senior isolation and loneliness is a tremendous issue. And, you know, senior isolation and is a very big issue for all of our clients. And that's exactly what Comfort Keepers helps to prevent. So our clients enjoy, you know, being with our caregivers, and we're not only helping them prevent isolation while we're there within the home, we're also helping them to connect with their clients and do different activities virtually as well.
So I have a ton of questions. We'll talk a little bit on our next segment about technology and reporting and that sort of thing. But what I wanted to ask you was a really tough question. And I get this from my listeners and I get this from my friends. And you want to know the truth? I got it from my mother. The older adult often does not want somebody in their house. The toughest problem is the baby boomer child selling Comfort Keeper services to their own parent. They become the salesperson. What would you tell a baby boomer, older adult, to say to their loved one? And we're talking about a senior who has dementia, has no dementia, has full capacity. They're making their own decision, and they're stubborn. They don't want someone in the house. What would you tell them would be the benefit that they could translate from all your years of experience to their older loved one?
I think it's really important when you're talking to your parents that you don't present it from a place of fear or anxiety or a loss of independence. So you don't want to say things like, well, since you can't do this anymore, or this isn't safe for you to do anymore. You want to really connect with them about, okay, what are the things that you used to do that brought you joy? Maybe that's gardening. Maybe they're not able to garden as much as they used to, but if we can present it as a way as we can have someone come and help you and do these things. That's really where we see our biggest success, and it brings our clients happiness too.
You know, that's such an important thing because in the world of marketing to older adults, the fact is that it's really their relatives, their own people that are going to say to them, look, you've got to have somebody in the home. Now, right now, you're doing a lot of different things to I would say, cheer people up, cheer the seniors up, have them speak with each other. So what is when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about technology, whether or not you're finding that older adults are using FaceTime, how they're using the computers, how an assistant, an aide, an in-home aide could enhance their experience with that if they're not as computer literate, because I think that's becoming a really big pivot point. It may be one of the better consequences, maybe the only decent consequence of coronavirus, is that we're all going to become more computer literate. And I think older adults, even the homebound, are going to be using these devices more. And I'm interested to hear how Comfort Keepers works with their aides to enhance that experience for the less computer literate senior. And we will be right back. Don't you go anywhere. This is important stuff for you and your family. Don't go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
Okay, so it goes pretty fast. You see how we're doing it. Now that we have the technology,
excellent.
Great. Stuart is saying, excellent sound. Okay?
Good.
So we're going to go right back on because in the interest of your time, no schmoozing. And we're going to talk about a little bit about the technology. And then I do want to talk about the differentiation of Comfort Keepers with other services. But you'll see how I put it in not such a salesy way. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Good. Stuart, we are ready.
Can you drop in?
No, we're good.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, usually around this time, I send you to generationboldradio.com to take a look at our e-commerce. We have some wonderful items for travel, wonderful items if you want to do good for kids in this world. You can join the Wander Club for $4. And every time you buy a token for your own charm bracelet of a place that you have visited, one child gets a full meal. And it's so important because we really have a lot of hunger right now and a lot of problems at the moment with kids who are not going to getting their school lunches and so on. It's really important. So instead of giving you my usual little plug-in where I have a pre-recorded message, I'm going to ask you to go to generationboldradio.com, take a look at all of the wonderful things we have, and particularly our walking sticks, because you should all be out there walking right now. You know me, I do 2 to 4 hours at a clip, and take a look at Wander Club, because kids need the food a lot more than you need the charm, but it's $4, generationboldradio.com. So let's get back to our guests. I'm speaking with the director of operations of a very important organization. It's called Comfort Keepers, and I've been watching the in-home aid industry for a very long time. It was 1980. I got together with 26 other lawyers and we started the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, and nobody even knew what we were talking about, let alone in-home aides. And you'd be surprised. There are not many companies in this business. They're all growing. they're getting bigger and bigger, but, and I'm going to throw this to you, Jessica Thomas, who's the Director of Operations of Comfort Keepers. So you're an older adult, you're the adult child, you're the spouse, and you say, yep, we need an in-home aid. You take a look, you Google it, you ask friends, you find, I don't know, maybe five or six choices. You have to make a choice. What should you look for? Now, for you, you would call it a differentiation between the companies. But for the average person, how should they choose? How do they choose the right person to bring into their home? Such a sensitive issue.
Yeah, that's a great question. And choosing in-home care is a big decision, and it does take time. So we always recommend that seniors and their families meet with a couple of different companies and look for a connection with one of the companies. Most in-home care companies will come to your home and sit down with you and create a care plan that's individualized for your needs. So you really want to spend time with each company and get a sense for, you know, what will your day look like and how they'll go about delivering the care that you need.
Now, you know, as an operations director, I'm not sure everybody knows what that means. What we do try to do here is we introduce the public to different aspects and professions in the field of aging. And we have many times had activity directors from assisted living communities, nursing home communities, memory care, explain what they do for a living, and directors. But I don't think we've ever had an operation director of operations before. Jessica Thomas, I think, is a first for us. So what do you do as director of operations as opposed to all the other types of officers in a company like Comfort Keepers?
Well, I'm honored to be your first director of operations on the call.
So. Yeah.
So with director of operations, we're really looking at all different facets of providing home care. So we look at how we can improve technology and service delivery to our customers. We look at our hiring practices, and really, you know, our focus is on making life easier for our operations. So we really believe that our staff members, you know, they need to focus on our caregivers, our clients, and the community. So in my role, anything that I can do to help them be able to focus on those three things is really what I do to make sure that their lives are made easier.
So we're going to talk about the community connection very soon, but I want to use that description that you just gave to talk about technology, as we discussed in the first segment of the show. So there's a couple places here I see technology. One is the caretaker, the caregiver, using technology to make reports to you, to the family members, and so on. That's one. The other is the more anti-isolation way of using technology, where the senior can use their FaceTime use the internet, see photos, and so on. Two very different ways that technology comes into play, but how does Comfort Keepers, particularly in the operation side of it, work with either one of those?
We work actually with both of those. So that was a good way of describing the two different ways to use technology. With our clients, we're seeing clients use technology more and more, especially during these times, as a way to stay connected. So, you know, from obviously phone calls, texts with videos, emails, photo sharing. But there's a lot of other virtual ways that people can stay connected now, from tours of art museums, even virtually visiting zoos and aquariums. We're finding that a lot of our clients are staying connected and, you know, using music as a way to feel joy. So we're just talking with one of our clients who began listening to polka music because that's what she used to listen to with her parents when she was growing up. So during these times, even though we've always been focused on technology, we're utilizing it more and more to help our clients.
You know, it's interesting. For many years, I was an elder law attorney, and I still have relationships with my former clients. So I called a gentleman who's one of my clients, and I asked him, and he is at home, and he does have an in-home aide. I asked him, what's he doing? He says to me, I'm playing golf. I'm playing golf. Playing golf. He says, yeah, I play golf every day. Well, of course, he plays golf every day online. and he plays it with friends. He knows who they are. They never, and they're all over the world, all over the world. He says, I have to learn French because one of the people who's in the golf club of his is speaks French. So this is what can happen, and it is a wonderful thing, and we do want to expand that, and perhaps this will be one of the unintended consequences. Now let's talk about the other side of it for a minute or two. You know, you have to get reports, your folks, your caregivers report about what's going on with the person. They may report to the family. They may report to the person's doctor with digital health today. So how is that growing and interfacing?
Well, we call that transparency of care, and so it is really important that our caregivers, you know, not only leave notes, but we also encourage them to upload photos of some of the things that they're doing with their clients. And the reason why we do that is so that family members can really get a sense of, you know, what's going on in the home. So, yes, you know, a lot of times we're doing meal preparation and light housekeeping and helping with, you know, activities of daily living, but we do so much more than that. So, for example, one of the photos that I just saw came through was a client and her caregiver had done a spa day at the house. So they had put on facial masks. And so there was this great picture of the caregiver and her client with, you know, the facial on her face and their hair pulled back. And so, you know, we'd like to show the families that, you know, this is what we do. And I think that it's important because if that were my mom or dad, and I saw that picture, I really get a sense for, okay, my mom's okay, right? And she's enjoying the day. So we really focus on that with our caregivers of taking those pictures and showing what's happening in the home.
Yeah, and you know, again, with my concern about the, I call it stubbornness, but that's just between us, okay? The fact is that it's very difficult for anybody to let a stranger into their home, and part of that is the admission that they can't handle all the aspects of daily living on their own. It's a very difficult thing to accept for anybody at any age, and I think it's going to be more difficult for the baby boomers even than for our parents' generation. But when you see somebody taking a facial, right, when you hear about a guy who's playing golf online because his at-home aide has facilitated that for them, when you see an at-home aide bringing a guitar into a room, I've seen that, into a home, and everybody's singing together. Wow. That, I think, is the persuasive part of showing how a group like Comfort Keepers can really help you thrive. When we get back, we will talk a little bit more about what you should be looking for and even a little bit more about how do you prepare your paperwork to make sure that you can thrive at home, so that you, those who are your fiduciaries can bring a company like Comfort Keepers in. But if you want to learn more, just take a look at comfortkeepers.com. Pretty simple, comfortkeepers.com. We'll be right back, and we will show you how to prepare for your future. Don't go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about that, but I also want to talk about the coronavirus, you know, precautions and so on this segment, okay?
How are we doing? Order number three?
Yeah, great. Very, very good. That's all right with you?
Yes.
Great. Okay. So you see how it goes pretty well, pretty easily.
Yeah.
Okay, we are ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello once again, and this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. A couple of housekeeping things. Take a look at Aging for Beginners. That's published by Bottom Line Personal, and that is my weekly blog. This week we talk about how we can single-handedly save theater. I'm very worried about the theaters not opening up. And also The Happy Prisoner, my secret of really enjoying my sequestration. I'm not supposed to say that. I'm very guilty about it. It's a terrible thing, yes. But I'm an only child, and I learned to have a lot of fun by myself. And so you're going to see my hints and tips on the happy prisoner. But the fact is that this is a serious situation, and it's a serious situation for everybody, and particularly for those who are a little bit older, are in their home, do need home care, might have been getting it from their family members, and now what happens? Where do they turn? So we've been speaking with the director of operations of an in-home caregiver group called Comfort Keepers. You may have heard of them, fairly famous in the field. And the fact is that they're working very hard to not only provide caregivers at this time, but to continue to look at this not as a need because of desperation, but of a way of thriving in a very positive way. And in order to make that happen, there's a few things you guys have to do for yourself and your own future. And that is have your healthcare proxies, not just talk about what happens if you die, pull the plug and so on, but what happens if you live? Do you want somebody in your home? Do you want your money to be spent that way? And so I'm going to ask you, from a business point of view, we're speaking with Jessica Thomas, who's the Director of Operations for Comfort Keepers. From a business point of view and an intake point of view, Jessica, are you finding that there are folks that because they've been empowered, I hope you say yes, but you tell me what's really true, because they've been empowered through a power of attorney or a healthcare proxy, it makes it easier for them to go to a Comfort Keepers and basically spend the money that they have to spend in order to get a private service like yours? Or are you finding that the seniors are calling you in on their own?
I think it's a little bit of both. So a lot of seniors will call us directly and ask for help and arrange care. But certainly if someone is no longer able to make those decisions, having a power of attorney or healthcare proxy is so incredibly important. So, you know, a lot of our clients are still able to make their own decisions and are very much driving, you know, their decisions around care. But when the time is needed, having that power of attorney is so important. And without that paperwork, it makes it very, very difficult to make sure that someone gets the care that they need. So we're always working to educate our clients and family members about having up-to-date paperwork and reviewing that. I can't tell you, you know, how many people who may have done that paperwork and it was 20, 30 years ago. Well, family dynamics change. So it's so important that that's reviewed every couple of years to make sure it's updated and what the senior really wants.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you a couple of resources. For those who really are in the dark, they don't know what these should look like, do go to the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys website. They're called NALA. It was one of the I was one of the 26 lawyers who founded that so many years ago, 1988. National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, a lot of people don't even know there is such a thing. And they have. They have online articles, the five wishes that does have to do with pull the plug or don't pull the plug in the vernacular, but they also have a lot of information on what your directives should be if you do want somebody to come into your home and you yourself may not have the capacity to do what Jessica Thomas calls driving your own care. If you can't do that, you should be able to tell somebody who you love and trust what you would have wanted under the circumstances. So that's one plug. Now we'll go a little deeper dive into the coronavirus situation, and I'll give you a little bit of help also with another resource in a moment. But first I want to turn this over to Jessica. So this has got to be a tough time. This has got to be a time that you're doing all kinds of safety checks. You're concerned about a lot of things. So what are you doing to make sure everybody stays healthy and continues to thrive?
Yeah, these are definitely unique times for sure, and the safety of both our caregivers and our clients is incredibly important. We're very, very focused on that. You know, from the beginning of the coronavirus to where we are now, things have, you know, changed and evolved. And really the best place to read about what we're doing and see what we're doing is actually our website, because that's kept updated. And so if you just go to comfortkeepers.com, right on the main page, we'll see all the precautions that we're taking to make sure that both our caregivers and our clients are safe.
So let's continue with this issue of connection. We talked about connections from the point of view of the person in the home, the person that you're taking care of. But what about the family members? Now, you rattled off a lot of ways that your in-home caregivers can help. You said, talked about video calling, and you talked about the photographs and so on. But I'm still a little bit worried that the older adult who's now in their home and sequestered in their home and is concerned about their job and concerned about the kids who are at home and not in school, et cetera, doing their balancing act, are not communicating enough with their older loved ones. Are you finding that to be the case? And if so, what can the senior do to not be a pest? Because I don't have a caregiver, but I think to myself, should I keep calling my kids in California? how are you? Yeah, it's true. I mean, how many times can you get a voicemail and wonder, maybe they should call you back, right? So the question I have here is, what is the role, do you think, of the comfort keeper in-home caregiver to keep that communications going?
You know, the family communication is so incredibly important. And when we're using technology, you know, we're encouraging our families to be patient with our clients, right? Sometimes it takes time to adapt to using a new tool. However, it's really important that family members are intentional when they are connecting with their parents. And there's a lot of great ways that you can still be part of that family unit. So, for example, we're seeing if there are grandkids in the picture, where, you know, our clients can read books to their grandchildren. And, you know, what better way for the grandparent to stay connected and for the parents who are home with their kids right now with schools being closed to get a little much-needed break. And so from reading books to grandkids, also we've seen kind of starting a pen pal program, you know, getting back to writing letters to each other. Everyone loves getting mail. And so really fostering that sense of connection is important. There's been some other great stories that we've heard of, virtual piano lessons. So there's lots of different ways, and we're just encouraging our families to involve the seniors in their daily life, because our seniors still need to have a sense of purpose, just like we all do. So that doesn't go away when you're in your 80s or 90s. And so it's incredibly important that we involve our seniors in our daily lives so that they are connected.
Well, this is brilliant, because life purpose is really what this show is about, is what my mission is. And the fact is that being a grandparent is extremely important. And if you are home and you can, you take a look at what Comfort Keepers is suggesting for you to do. I also have one, as I said, a couple of resources. Take a look at my blog. I do have a blog called Why Are Grandma and Grandpa Wearing Masks? And it's actually a cartoon that we wrote and created for Grandma and Grandpa to show to their youngest, say, 2 years old to 6 or 7 year olds, about not being afraid if they see somebody with a mask or hear something about the coronavirus. And that's something that grandparents can actually share online, and that is at Aging for Beginners. Our website's also on our YouTube channel, Why Are Grandma and Grandpa Wearing Masks? So that was wonderful, Jessica. I think that the idea of life purpose is something we rarely talk about when we talk about in-home care. But we're going to do just that when we come back, so don't you go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
So, terrific. I have to say that we're at our last segment now, which is probably good for you because we took so long to get you started. And thank you for staying on so that we can do the full four segments. That was a huge can opener for me with regard to your thinking and the thinking of Comfort Keepers. So can we talk a little bit about this issue of looking at caregiving at home just like it's for frailty and disability, instead of looking at it as a pathway to be able to have the ability to stay contributory. I think that's something rarely ever discussed. Can you gather? I know you're not expecting to talk about that, but can you gather your thoughts on that one? It'll be okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Great. Okay. And because of the last segment, I'll ask you one more time. Is there anything missing that you want to bring out?
I think maybe we can just highlight maybe at the end about you know, staying socially connected, and even though you were physically apart. I think just
great.
We can just emphasize that.
Okay, Stuart, we are ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, 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 and this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. It's something that I look forward to every single week. Talking to the real movers and shakers in the field of aging, and not aging, but positive aging. And yes, there is such a thing. And if we stop being ageist internally, we'll be able to see it and see its beauty. And today we're speaking with the Director of Operations of Comfort Keepers, Jessica Thomas, who's really enlightened us a great deal about what it means to have an in-home caregiver. Something that most people look at as a negative, oh, I have to have it because I'm frail or I can't do the activities of daily living. And I must say that my other industry, the insurance industry, has not been the biggest help when it comes to that either, because the way they define the need is very much in the negative. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do the other thing. Rather than, if you had this help, you could do this, you could do that, and you could do the other thing. It's a very simple change of language, but we do know that words matter. And one of the things that matters is that we have a life purpose throughout the life continuum. I'm getting very fancy on you guys now. But, you know, within the talk, the gerontology talk, we talk about the older cohort and the life continuum. But the fact is, we really don't change. Who we were before is who we are now. We just don't look the same. And the fact is, we all want to stay contributory. And I want to go back to Jessica because she's actually the one who brought that up. The in-home caregiver can facilitate that when the world has not chosen to call upon you. They can help you get back into the world, whether it's something, a resource I love, which is volunteermatch.com, where a person even who is completely homebound, forget coronavirus, can actually make a huge difference in someone's life. You mentioned reading to grandkids, but you could also read to other people's grandkids. So some of the things you've seen through the years must have been inspirational for you. It's going to be one or two of the most, and you also talk about integrating the community. You mentioned that too with Comfort Keepers. So some of the things that you've seen happen that maybe even surprised you with the way older adults were able to contribute.
Our seniors are such an important piece of our community, and they have so much to offer. So, you know, one of the pieces that always brings me joy is when we see intergenerational activities. So when I mentioned, you know, reading to kids, but also a lot of times you see our seniors teaching our children a new skill set. So that's always really important. During these times, we're seeing that people are becoming more and more creative about staying connected. And, you know, I'm proud of not only how our seniors are adapting, but how also the caregiving industry is. So one of the things I want to share is actually in Rhode Island, they have a festival that's called Daffodil Days. And a lot of times our caregivers will take our clients out to this big festival, and there's daffodils everywhere, and it's beautiful. Well, clearly we can't go this year to Daffodil Days and can't bring our clients there. So instead of going to the festival, what we've done is some of our staff members have actually cut daffodils from their yards, and they're bringing it to the clients' homes. And so, you know, during the coronavirus time, you know, we're really thinking about how to be more creative and how to still bring joy every day, because we know that's so important.
It really is. I, you know, a new type of art that you can do in the home. And it was really, really very lovely. People are getting to be extremely creative. But I do want to go back and connect that with technology. I'll give another little plug. There's a group called CU-Link, and what they are is computer literacy, computer accessibility for people who really don't have computer literacy. They've worked a lot in the UK with Holocaust survivors who are now way up into their 80s and early 90s. And they've created a community through this. And I know that, and here's a plug, CU-Link, take a look at it, culink.com, because for anybody, whether they're assisted living, whether they're at home, whether it's a family member, because of coronavirus, it's free. It's free for 3 months. And it's a really, really good service if you know somebody who is not computer literate and would like to do some of the things Jessica is talking about. Show their daffodils online, do the photo sharing, and so on. Just on a completely different aside, Jessica, you got me where I live. I walk every day to a farm. I live in farm country in New Jersey. I walk every day to a farm. They have an honor box, and for $3, I buy a dozen daffodils. And they must think I'm nuts.
Wow.
What am I doing? But I'll tell you why. Because it gives me that joy. That's the, I don't need a dozen daffodils a day. I don't. But it looks like a feral ball around here, to be honest with you. But the fact is, it brings me that joy. I need that zest. And that's really what you're seeing, what I'm hearing from you. This idea of life purpose through the life continuum. It's not just about age. It's also about access. And if you don't have somebody with you who's savvy about that, such as a comfort keeper's aide that you've kind of vetted for the person, you don't have access to that kind of thing. So let's go back to your favorite topic before we have to leave each other. And that is, obviously, from knowing you the little bit that we've been talking, you're really keen on the importance of staying connected. That seems like a really fundamental for you. Now, we are doing that during coronavirus almost under the gun. Do you think, do you see a change in the industry? Do you see a change in the way people are going to stay connected when coronavirus is a thing of the past? Do you think there's going to be more technology involved, or are we going to go back to business as usual? What's your take on how this is changing the at-home caregiving operations and aspects of things?
I think that the increased use of technology is here to stay. So, you know, it's always been important, but we have been relying on technology more and more during these times. And I don't think that we're going to lose that after the coronavirus. I think that this is going to be one of the benefits afterwards. And I think that families will stay more connected. You know, I know on a personal note, my kids didn't, you know how to video call their grandparents before, and now they certainly do. They do it almost every day, and, you know, I don't think that's going to go away. So I think we're going to stay with video calls. I hope some of the programs that opened up their free online resources continue being used because, you know, going to visit an art museum, who doesn't want to do that, whether, you know, in both today and in the future? So I'm hoping that it continues to stay.
You know, I value your opinion so much, I'm going to throw something at you that was totally unexpected. Here we go. And that is a virtual reality. I am seeing virtual. I've had many people on the show that talk and deal with virtual reality, and they have. I've always thought it was something for senior communities to have. And now it's beginning to be so. You even see ads. Is that going to come into the home, do you think? Do you think that's one of the things that Comfort Keepers might be integrating at some point as an activity for folks in the house?
We actually have used virtual reality, and I see it being used two different ways. So one is the, you know, coming into the home and having, you can use it as an activity, you know, something to do. You know, you can go somewhere, you can go skiing, or you can be sailing by using it. But we've actually used virtual reality to assist us in training and understanding, not only for our caregivers, but also family members. So there's some tools that we've had access to that can help someone really understand what is it like to feel, to have dementia. And they can embody the person with dementia. And I can't tell you how helpful that is in getting someone to understand this is what mom or dad is going through right now. And so that's a very powerful tool that we use to help people understand a little bit better. And it helps to reduce any frustration and just have a little bit more empathy for what someone's going through.
Very powerful. I was at a conference called Open Minds, and it was mostly psychiatrists. And they actually had virtual reality to give you the sense of being schizophrenic. I'll tell you the truth, I didn't do it. The psychiatrists were online waiting for this, but for the very reason, because they needed that empathy, the one leap they couldn't take. So I want to conclude with this for everybody. We're talking about bringing somebody into your home. You usually think of it as a negative. Listen to this. Listen to the depth and the breadth of what's possible when it comes to technology, when it comes to personal caring, when it comes to putting on facial masks. It's not about that. It's about thriving. And if you can understand where Jessica's coming from when she talks about we all need life purpose, you begin to put a different face on this decision. And I thank you so much, Jessica, for being with us. And everybody remember comfortkeepers.com, cyoulink.com. There's a lot out there for you to make a difference in your life. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
And for everybody else, I'm going to say the same thing. Get out there, kids, or stay home, and make it happen. We'll be back next week.
I'm inappropriate for our age.
Okay. It started painful, but it ended painless, right?
Yes, it got better as we went along. Hopefully you can edit out some of the fumbling in the beginning.
First of all, there really wasn't any. There was a little bit of, I call it dead air. But that's why, you know, that's why audio editing was born. So it's not a problem. But I really thought it was, wonderful because, again, this is a negative in a lot of people's lives. And I would like it to show it as a positive in their life. And I'm so proud that you're able to do that and help me do that.
Well, thank you. I think I agree with you. I think there's a lot of people who think of it as, you know, oh, this is a loss of independence. But really, when you can start seeing the good things that are happening, there's a lot of people who can't do without their caregivers and really feel that, you know, they're part of their family, which is important.
Yeah, it's a blessing. So, and I was serious though about that cyoulink. Cyoulink is interesting because it started here in the U.S., but it took off in Europe, and it's kind of interesting. I don't know if I didn't go into the business side of it. Are you a franchise? Comfort Keepers a franchise or one organization?
Yeah, so Comfort Keepers is a franchise, both here in the U.S. and then also internationally. So we also have some company locations, too. So I'm the director of operations for our company locations. But I haven't heard of cyoulink before, so I'm definitely going to check that out. You said it's
–
can you spell it for me?
It's cyoulink.
Yes.
Can you hear me? It's Claudia.
It's
hey,
Claudia. S-E-E. Yeah, it's S – we can hear. Thank you. It's S-E-E-U-Y-O-U-L-I-N-K.
Oh.
And the only reason I know about it is I'm a consultant to different companies. They were a client a long time ago, and I've always liked the way they were progressing. But what happened was I work with the NGO on Aging for the United Nations, and they created a Holocaust program in the UK. So we re-met, you know, because of that. And it's very interesting. The difference with them is that their elders have mild dementia. So there's many things out there for older adults to be able to use the computer. You know, there's different kinds of computers, there's platforms, but this is specifically for people who are much, much older, have no computer literacy, or even have mild dementia. That's the breakthrough to me, you know, for that one. Yeah, and the fact that it was free for 3 months, I think it's a good thing. For anybody. And then I think it's free forever if all you want to do is video calling. So, which is very nice.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Anyway, see you later. All right. Very good. Take care. And you're going to both of you will get the link, the little headliner link, and you'll know when it's on. You can put it on social media. You can do anything you like with it. You could dice it, edit it yourself. It belongs to you. Okay?
Oh, Stuart's saying, what is it?
May 17th. It's going to be on the air. Okay?
What's the date? I'm sorry, say it again. 8/17.
May 17th. May 17th.
Awesome.
And then, yeah, and then what happens is it goes on our archives forever. So, important stuff. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Very good. One of the things I will do is there's a possibility we'll meet up only to be a little bit sooner than that, only because of the talk of the coronavirus. Now, I hate to say it, I think it's still going to be very relevant on May 17th, but you never know. So we're going to look at that, okay? And if it's earlier, we'll let you know.
All right, thank you. Appreciate your help today.
Thank you. Yes, you too. Terrific. Take care. Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm thinking, it doesn't matter to you, does it?